Praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you again for the time of rejoicing in the Lord's presence. Lord, we thank you, Father. We glorify your name, Lord. Thank you again for the joy of the Lord that is really our strength. Blessed is the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm glad when they say, let's go to the house of the Lord. The house of the Lord is the gathering of his people. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for giving us joy and gladness. Thank you for the beginning of the new week, Lord. Lord, thank you because your presence has gone before us. It's always with us. Your angel does encamp around us. You are giving them charge, those ministering spirits, angels, charge over us to keep us in all our ways. And we walk confidently in this world, no matter what is going on, Lord. Lord, blessed be the name of the Lord. We are getting under the shadow of the Almighty God. Lord, we thank you for this. Thank you for reading the word of God this morning. Bless, O Lord, Father, as we read. Father, we ask in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
This morning, by the grace of God, expect miracles in answer to your prayer. Amen?
Amen.
Expect miracles in answer to your prayer.
Amen.
Don't just pray anyhow. So the Lord Jesus said in Matthew 21:21.
So that's the title.
Yes. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Expect miracles in answer to your prayer. So Matthew 21:21. Verily, verily, meaning assuredly, I say unto you, if you have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also, if ye shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. So be in expectation. The Lord says it shall be done. Just do your part, and then rest your case with him. It shall be done. Here in this verse, the Lord promised us power to move. That means any kind of a mountain. It could be a mountain of undo a heavy body. If a heavy body, that's a mountain, right? That you can move it according to the word of the law. It could be any kind of illness or disease, maybe in the family and so on. No matter what the severity may be, the Bible says we can move that mountain by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and the word of God. It could be an embarrassing financial situation. God says we can move that mountain too, you know. No matter what they are or whatsoever our need might be, Bible says we shall just speak the word of God to you. Bible says it shall move. It shall be done. So you just rest your case right there, you know, and begin to expect. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And at our fingertips is the means by which we can solve. In this one, we taught this kind of thing many, many years ago, but God will just move in a way and add a little bit of things to what you have done before, you know. So you might have had this one before. In our fingertips is the very means by which we can solve every problem. E-V-E-R-Y. Every problem. God says so. And yes, I mean every problem, because our Lord said in that, you know, he said all things. In the next verse, he said all things. In Matthew 21:22, and all things. That's why I say in your fingertip and my fingertip, you know, it means we can solve every problem. So all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. Bible says. So, again, this may sound like, oh my, that is too good to be true. Yes, it is. It is true. The Lord gave us the secret. What is the secret now? The right kind of prayer. The kind of prayer that he taught us before in John 14:14. Wherein the Lord said, if you ask anything, you see, in my name, miracle, expect miracle, in my name, I will do it. So be in expectation. You are already asking his name. Anything whatsoever, you know, say, I will do it. The Lord said, I will do it. So this, when we sincerely do this, we bring an answer without fear. So we, you know, many scriptures also tell us this. In 1 John 5:14, we are told that, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything, I just love all those anything and everything things, all things, everything, you know, anything, according to his will, no matter what it is, what could you have been asking that God doesn't know about, anything and everything, see, according to his will, he heareth us. There we rest our case. The Lord says he hears us. And if you know that he hears, you know, he hears us, whatsoever, that we go again, whatsoever we ask, you know, our ladder scripture, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have a petition that we desire of him. So you be in expectancy of the miracle, because Bible says we know that he's here. So bless God. Many things that a child of God will be asking God, are in harmony with the revealed will of God. Yes, the true child of God, which by God's grace we are, I don't see us, unless by error, asking anything contrary to the will of God. So God's children, usually in general, what they are asking God is in harmony with the revealed will of God. When they say we ask anything according to his way, we know it is the will of God that they should be healed. So there's no argument about it, Jesus paid the price for that. He himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. The chastisement of our peace was laid upon him, and with his stripes he was healed. There's no question about it. So it is God's will. It is the will of God that we have good health. It is the will of God that we have victory over oppression and fear. God's will. See, he hasn't given all the spirit of bondage to fear again, but the spirit of power, of love, and of a sound mind. We know his way by his word. God's will is God's word. So we know that. So we know it is the will of God to supply our daily needs. It's God's will. Tell us to pray, Lord, give for this day our daily bread. When we don't pray, we can live in expectation. It shall be done. The Lord says, it shall be done. And it is the will of God that we have a joy of the Lord in our heart. Just talking about the joy of the Lord just now. And it is the will of God that we prosper and be in health. He even put it in the scripture, 3 John 2, say above everything else. Beloved, he said, as thou prosper and be in health. So we know all these things. So generally we know we have the mind. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus our Lord. We know we have the mind of Christ by the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. That's how we know we have the mind of Christ, because we have the Holy Ghost in us. So we have the mind of Christ. So when we are praying, let us be in expectation. It will never fail. Forget about timing or no timing. It will be right on time. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
God doesn't want his people to reconcile themselves to defeat and failure in their prayer life. No, he doesn't want that. When we learn to make prayer an essential part of our day-to-day life, and I believe all of us here do this kind of thing. And they can go to any Christian at all. So when we learn to make prayer an essential part of our day-to-day life, our whole life will become a succession of miracles. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Expecting miracles to your prayer. That's what I'm talking about now. See? A succession of miracles to enhance your prayer. Not just pray and leave it there. Be in expectation, of what you are asking God to do for you. Because God will never fail. He will not fail, Lord. He won't fail me, he won't fail you, So now, you see that the Lord wants his people to have miracles for their praying, just as the people in the Bible day. So that's why we read about this Bible. The Bible says that the things which are written at first time, they are written for our examples, so we can learn from them, So Abraham, when he prayed, when he prayed and asked God certain things, he believed God. Bible says so. So at an advanced age, he wanted to have a child of his wife Sarah. They were both old. The story we all know very well and so on that, but just to remind ourselves these things, So and God miraculously strengthened Sarah's womb. Doesn't matter. Even the Bible says, he cast not his own body now dead, right? Look at the deadness of Sarah's womb. All he was casting off was the word of God, Praise the Lord. God gave the word. As it is, then you be in expectation. You've done your part. But God will never fail on his own part, So you just rest safely in him. So the Bible says concerning him, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but he was strong in faith, giving glory to God. He wasn't saying, oh, did he hear me? No. He knew he had the word of God. When you read this Bible, it is the word of God. Man shall live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So don't doubt nothing. He told Peter, why doubtest thou? Why do you doubt, You've been walking on the water. Come on, keep on walking on the water, Peter. See? So why are you doubting, I'm here with you, so praise the Lord. So we see that Abraham right there. So and miraculously, God strengthened Sarah's womb. In Hebrews 11:11, their names enter the God's hall of faith. Hall of faith, if you want. Through faith, also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who are promised. See? Praise God. He hath us plans there even of one. And him as good as dead. So, many are the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore innumerable. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Well, like that seed of Isaac and so on. So, dead already, like in Abraham's loins, you know. God is able to bring this back, you know. And not only that thing, if you look at the multitude that came out of him. So, what an example of faith, you know. All he had was God's word. Doesn't matter what else you do and so on, that, you know. He staggered not at the promise of God. He was strong in faith, giving glory to God. We see Jacob, his grandson, you know, came to a point in his life, a great crisis. He'd been working and laboring for 20 years. And even he had the voice of God that said, go back now, leave where you are, go back home now, you know. He had the word of God, and God does not always tell us everything.
Right.
If you know everything, then why are you placed for faith, right? It's one step at a time. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
But we are struggling to know everything ahead of us. It doesn't work that way, you know. So with the God of faith, just like when they call it his grandfather, and so they call Abraham, but they didn't even know where he was going. Amen. Praise the Lord. So anyway, so they didn't tell everything. So yeah, go back home and so say he left. Never knew what is on the way, but God was with him. You know, God who says you go back home. He didn't say you're going to perish on the way. Go home is what he told you, right? So why are you thinking? So anyway, you see what he went through on the way. Close to home, what happened to him now? A terrible thing happened and so on. What he has worked for 20 years over, and his whole family, they were in jeopardy, about to perish. Then what did he do? What happened to him? His brother Esau now, coming with an army of 400 men now, coming to meet him. What will Papa Jacob do? He wrestled with God in a night of prayer, and God miraculously saved him. For he prevailed with God, and God prevailed with Esau. That is in Genesis 32:28 says, and he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel, for as a prince thou hast power with God and with men, and hast prevailed. Thus, you see that Jacob in there, he that was once a common adventurer, then became a prince with God in the night of miraculous deliverance in answer to prayer. So when we are praying, he had the word of God. He even told God, you told me to leave this place and go back home. He reminded God, you know. So he got a miracle. He became a prince with God in there, you know. So we see people like Gideon in the Bible, you know. God, you know, I mean, God told him what he was going to do to deliver his people. And at first he hesitated. He didn't hear the voice of God. Now, you know, he wants to be sure, you know, what he should do. He wants to be sure that he really hear from God, and so, you know, he wants to give him a sign, really, you know. So, so he wants to be absolutely sure that he was in God's will. So he asked God to make it clear to him. So without me going to read. So for a sign, on the fourth night, he asked that the fleece would be wet and the ground be dry. And it was so, you know. On the next night, he asked that the ground would be wet and the fleece be dry. See? God answered his prayer. Even those ones, they are miracles in themselves, right? See? Answer to, you know, I mean, miracles, to his prayers, you know. How can just, you know, can you imagine the ground here, you put a fleece there, all night long, it was doing all night long. Only the fleece was wet, right? That's even a miracle in itself, you know. Praise the Lord. That's a miracle for miracle, that particular thing. The signs, they said they are miracles, right? And what he was going to do, I mean, single-handedly with a few men, deliver on all of the, you know, all of his people from the oppressor, a great miracle. So it was and so on. So, and God answered him back and so on. With that assurance, now it was, you know, it was in God's will. Then God, I mean, you know, he won a victory that resulted in the liberation of his nation from the cruel oppressor. All in Judges 36 to 40. So we see right there, miracle upon miracle, he got a victory for his people after obeying God. Even the sign they said there are miracles, you know. So expecting miracles in answer to your prayer, you know. Same thing. Familiar story. Experience a double header miracle. I call it a double header miracle. Just like Gideon, you know, double header miracle. with a jawbone of an ass. Can you imagine? First of all, the greatest miracle is this. With the jawbone of an ass, this man slew 1,000 men. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Not with gun, not with arrow, just the jawbone of an ass. In fact, just along the way, you know. So, he slew 1,000 men. And number two miracle, I think it's a double other miracle, right? So, then afterwards, it became so thirsty. And we see all these things now. It's a pattern, right? And it's a pattern. God told Jacob to go back home, right? No, so he had a great victory. He was prosperous. After suffering with Laban, he was prosperous. Now going home, and Noah. Now, he thought I got a victory. But that, yeah, he had a victory. Down the road, look at the greatest temptation of all time. Here is Gideon also. I'm done with the jawbone of an ass. Kill 1,000 men and things like that, you know. Now, the greatest test comes to him again. He came so thirsty. Was dying of thirst, really, you know. Then God gave another miracle. So, more miracle occurred. Where afterward he was dying of thirst, and he called on the Lord God. Miraculously, God intervened, and water came out of the hollow place in the jawbone something had used in battle. That is in Judges 15, and verse 15. I can just read that one. And he found a new jawbone of an ass, and put forth his hand, and took it, and slew 1,000 men therewith. And Samson said, with the jawbone of an ass, heaped upon heap, with the jawbone of an ass, have I slain 1,000 men, he said. And continued to say, and it came to pass, when he had made an end of speaking, that he cast away the jawbone out of his hand, and called that place, whatever he called it, Adia. And he was so tasked, you know, and called on the Lord, you see, called on the Lord and said, Lord, thou hast given this great deliverance into the hand of your servant. So you have one victory, so keep your eye open. Another test will come, right? But you have to overcome that one too, you know. So, see, praise God. So that you make a mistake. So when we got a victory, we think we just, you know, like the song that I say, Christians seek not yet to be pushed, right? We don't get anxious or worrisome, but we keep watching and expecting, you know. So I believe in God. So when the next one trial comes, so we see. So and it was so tough, and called on the Lord and said, thou hast given this great deliverance unto the hand of thy servant. And now shall I die for that? And I fall into the hand of the circumcised? But God clave an hollow place that was in the jaw, and there came water thereout. And when he had drunk, his spirit came again, and he revived. So you see, miracles. Following our prayers, expecting miracles, you know, and he called upon the Lord, and he said a miracle, and he got a miracle. Out of the same jaw of the earth, water came, you know. He is the Almighty God. Whatever was available in your hand, God used it, amen. Praise the Lord. He said to you to kill 1,000 persons, out of that came water. Praise the Lord. So don't limit him at all. Whatever he put in your hand, trust him, you know, he will bless you, you know. So Ezekiah, so again, another kind of a double miracle here, you know. So Ezekiah received miracles in answer to his prayers. Number one, he prayed for the deliverance of his people of Jerusalem. Jerusalem was invaded by a superior force of Assyrians who had been invariably successful in all previous campaigns. And Ezekiel's resources were no match whatsoever for that great army that invaded the land, you know. But what would Ezekiel do? He prayed. And that night, he prayed that he was expecting a miracle. See, what will he do now? He prayed, call upon the Lord, you know. And that night, a plague of death struck the invading host by a miracle in answer to his prayers. By morning, 185,000 men lay dead. 2 Kings 19:35. And it came to pass that night that the angel of the Lord went out and smote in the camp of the Assyrians 185,000. And when they arose in the morning, behold, they were all dead corpses. It is the same Lord Jesus in you and me, amen.
Amen.
What is your problem? What is my problem, amen? Praise the Lord. You know, all we have to do is to pray and expect the miraculous. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
See? So He is with you, He is with me always. Always to the end of the world, He said, you know. So, and they are just sample miracles. Now, not too late, too long later, shortly after that one, this victory and so on, you know, in the natural order of things, that this man, again, you know, fell sick, you know, and you know, in terms of woman's hand, there was no hope of recovery. See, one victory, then another problem, you know, but God gained the victory too, you know. So, and in answer to prayers, you know, and expecting deliverance, and God gave him a miracle. So we know what happened to him there. 2 Kings 20. Maybe his case is a good one. I would like to read that part in 2 Kings 21. And in those days was Hezekiah sick unto death. And the prophet Isaiah, the son of Amos, came unto him and said unto him, Thus hear the Lord, set thy house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Then he turned, see, he turned his face to the wall. He didn't get mad with God. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. He didn't get mad with God. He just turned his face and began to call upon him and prayed unto the Lord. And it came to pass. Instantly, God's word is quick and powerful. He's not going to delay anything. Right there and then. And it came to pass. And 4 minutes before Isaiah was gone out of the king's court, you know, because that the word of the Lord came again to Isaiah saying, turn again. And tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, thus said the Lord again, the God of David thy father, I have heard a prayer. We should pray with expectation to receive a miracle, amen. Praise the Lord all the time. See, so when you are praying the will of God, and we establish that are God's children, we have the mind of Christ, so then you set it in your heart. See, I have heard a prayer. I have seen that tears. Behold, I will heal thee. God promised him right there. On the third day, thou shalt go to the house of the Lord, and I will add unto thy days 15 years, and I will deliver thee and this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria.
Mm.
And I will defend this city for my own sake and for my servant David's sake. So we see right there that it's a double miracle to him, no matter what, you know, he faced. He got a victory, expecting a miracle, and he got a miracle. He could have said, oh, the prophet said, you know, oh, no, but no. He still expecting a miracle. He called upon the Lord, you know. He knew that not all prophecies, maybe they knew that there are some conditional prophecies, others are unconditional, you know. Something he knew that if he called upon the Lord, he would get a miracle, and he got a miracle. There was a man called Jabez in the Bible. And the Bible says, and you know, he was distressed by the condition of his day, the society of his day. And, he was distressed and so on, that, you know, and he cried to God in prayer. In First Chronicles, people have written a whole book about this prayer, but I just read it, First Chronicles 4:10. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that thy hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And the Bible says, and God granted him that which he requested. See, miracles. Attending your prayer. Pray the prayer of faith, you know. Trusting the Lord. Jonah, you know, in one or two lines here, the self-willed prophet was self-willed, wants to run away from God, right? How far can you run away from God? Have you not read what David said? Even if you go to hell, you say, I'm there. To the uttermost part of the earth, I'm there. Take all the wings of the morning. See? Say, I'll be there. Is it in heaven? Of course. You know, God is there. Anyway, so you have to run away from God. Self as a wee prophet was thrown into the sea and swallowed by a whale or a big fish, if you want. After Jonah, in there in the belly of the whale, he repented and cried unto God. In expectation of a miracle. What chance in the world? When you have been trained to the belly of a whale and you are in the sea, what chance in the world? But he was expecting a miracle. See? So when you are praying, expect, you know, and truly enough, God had his repentance. God had one of the most beautiful prayers a man, a sinner can pray, or run away from God can pray right there. In Jonah 2, is where it is, and so on, that, you know. And God called the fish to vomit him out onto a dry land and save Jonah's life. Well, are you going to finish this thing without talking about Elijah? No, we are talking about him too. Many miracles, of course, occurred in answer to many of Elijah's prayers. A notable one was the raising of the dead, that widow's dead son back to life. And don't forget, yes, he did many exploits. You know, he lived before the Lord all the time. But a notable miracle to help us that no matter what we need in this world, whether it has been before or not, my need, maybe nobody has ever had a kind of need before in the world, doesn't make a difference to God, right? So this situation was before Elijah. To raise the dead, there is no precedent to it. Nobody has ever died before that time and been raised back to life again, not one time. But Elijah had faith, expecting the miracle to praise the Lord. He prayed anyhow. So no matter what you need from God, that is the lesson. No matter what you need, whether anybody has ever expressed that need before or not, doesn't make a difference. The Lord is God. So here the prayer of Elijah reversed the time and called the boy to open his eyes and return to this world. So that is in 1 Kings 17:21. And he stretched himself upon the child 3 times and cried unto the Lord. You see that? And said, O Lord my God, I pray thee, let this child's soul come unto him again. I know he was praying, expecting a miracle, right? That was it, you know. Never seen such like that before in all his life or in the history of the world. But he prayed anyhow anyway. And the Lord heard the voice of Elijah. And the soul of the child came into him again, and he revived. And Elijah took the child and brought him down out of the chamber into the house and delivered him unto his mother. And Elijah said, see, that son liveth. So miracles, you know, of course, we can't begin to line up all the miracles around him. Bible says he even interceded against Israel, you know. So, but right there, Habakkuk, pray for a revival. We are looking for the greatest revival of all time. Every prophet, every man of God has ever read, you know, in this dispensation, they are talking of, no matter what God did in their life, they are saying that he that God has led me, but they are coming a greater revival. And to this match the scriptures too, you know, Joel prophesied for the last days. The book of Acts said the same thing. So Habakkuk also in this time called for revival. I'm reading this one, so we believe God that this revival is coming, and God will help us to continue to pray through and be part and partaker of it in the name of the Lord Jesus. Habakkuk 3:2. O Lord, have I that fish and was afraid. O Lord, revive thy work in the midst of the years. In the midst of the years, make known in wrath, remember mercy. So that encourages us from what they say in history. Because of his prayers, I think Judah experienced what is called the greatest revival in history in the kingdom of Judah. So I believe God in this age, that tells us how short time is, you know. So I'm not going to be weary, you know. So but continue in prayer. Last Sunday was it. We see those two people in the Bible, Anna and Simeon. I mean, no prophet in 400 years, but they have ready, Messiah will come when everybody has given up. 400 years has passed. Messiah, where is the Messiah? But they were the elect of God. They know the promise of God will come true. They know God will never lie, you know, and they stand alone. Look at the reward. So shall it be at the end of time, this age right now, where people have given up and so on, that be a remnant that say the word of the Lord is true. And they are praying, they're not disturbed by anything. They just trust the Lord and are praying, and the Lord whom we seek will appear in the air. Now, so we see that there, Daniel, of course, that is us. Daniel, a God's faithful prophet, pray for the restoration of Jerusalem, which had been lying in ashes since the days of Nebuchadnezzar's invasion. And God answered his prayer. He was even still alive when King Cyrus made a decree which permitted the Jews to return to their city to rebuild it in Daniel 9. So we see that right there. God answered him with a miracle, you know. So, of course, in Acts 12, we see Brother Peter cast into prison. The Bible says, and others have been given for execution, right, the next day. But the church prayed anyway. I mean, what hope did the church have to be praying
that they will spare Peter. James had just been killed, right? You know? So, and only because of Easter holiday, whatever they were having, that put, that delay Peter's execution. Was already in prison waiting for the Easter to pass, whatever holiday they have, and they were also killed like brother James. But somehow, by providence, the church had faith to be praying for him and some of that, you know? That's in Acts 12. And so they pray without ceasing for his release. And miraculously, the angel of the Lord appeared, you know, in that prison and set our brother free. And became a great testimony to the glory of God. One more person here. One more person here. Solomon found himself king over the greatest empire on earth at that time. But he knew and realized that, look, he was only a child in understanding. So he prayed that God would give him an understanding heart to discharge his great responsibility to his people. God did not only answer his prayer, but made him the wisest man of his generation. I think I want to read that part of this scripture in 1 Kings 3 verse 9, a couple of verses in there. Here is his prayer. Give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad. Oh, I wish we have leaders today who are praying this way. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, see, that's what we need in this age and this dispensation, you know. So we need that. We are praying for them. For who is able to judge these are great, so great a people? I will humble himself, at least in the beginning, you know. I love the Lord. And the speech pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this thing. And God said unto him, because thou hast asked this thing, and hast not asked for thyself long life, neither hast asked riches for yourself, nor hast asked the life of thine enemies, but hast asked for thyself understanding to discern judgment. Behold, I have done according to thy word. He got a miracle that he was asking for, and even more. That's the God we serve, right? See? He will do exceeding and abundantly above all you can ever think or ask. Amen? Amen. So I have had your word, Solomon. And lo, I have given thee a wise and understanding heart that you ask of me. But over and above that, you know, that there was none like thee before thee, neither after thee shall any arise like unto thee. And I have also given thee that which thou hast not even asked, both riches and honor, so that there shall not be any among the kings like unto thee all thy days. Ephesians 3:20 tells us the same thing. That is the same God that we serve, doing exceeding and abundantly above all we can think or ask. Later, God will use this man to write to us the importance of understanding and wisdom. So God will inspire him to write about the value of understanding and wisdom to us who are living at the end of time. In Proverbs 9:13, happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. She is more precious, that's wisdom and understanding, right? More precious than rubies. And all the things thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. Talking about wisdom and understanding, right? And God making to write it to us. Verse 16. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand, riches and honor. All this is just by asking for wisdom. Wisdom will do all these things for us. Didn't stop there. Let's see a couple of more about wisdom that Solomon asked God instead of asking other things. Now, in Proverbs 8:11, for wisdom is better than rubies, see? And all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it at all. God says so concerning wisdom, you know. And also more of it in Proverbs 4:7, wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom. And with all thy getting, get understanding. Even the oldest book in the Bible told us the same thing. Even in the day of Job, he told us the same thing in Job 28 verse 18. See what he said about wisdom. No mention shall be made of coral or of pearls, for the price of wisdom is above ruby. Praise the Lord. Wow, what an instruction that we should apply our heart to. So wisdom is the most definitely included. Bible says all things whatsoever, right? I believe in that all things God told us to be asking for. I think wisdom is included. You know, we begin in Matthew 21:22, right? Bible says all things whatsoever ye ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. I believe wisdom, understanding. I mean, it's included in those things. Bible says all things, right? That's why in James 1:5, you know, so 1:5 we are told, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not. And look at it, and it shall be given him. The only condition is, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. Praise the Lord. So Solomon, later God makes to write all these things to us. And there are so many of them in the book of Proverbs. And the brothers want to add and stuff like that, you know. And even God added other things, you know, to it, like we read there before, you know. So it's good for our time. It's good for all time. It's the word of God. So we see again and again, you know, I want to stop right here, how God answered prayer for every conceivable need of his people. No matter what I need, no matter what you need, all we need is just to ask God and expect the miracle, you know. And other every imaginable circumstances, no matter, no case is too difficult for God. Is anything too hard for God? With God, nothing shall be impossible, you know. Praise the Lord. So you live that in expectation, you know. So that's a saying. If I doubt anything, that's your doubt. You know? I believe God. Whether it was deliverance from a sickness, or a miracle of supply, preservation from danger, divine guidance, you know, saving one from a dying, you know, dying of a task and so on, or wisdom needed to rule a kingdom, or to even guide our own life. No matter what the need, God supply an answer to believing prayer. Give you a miracle, give me a miracle. So the law of receiving is positive and certain. The Bible told us, expect a miracle daily in your life. Amen. Praise the Lord. Expect a miracle every day. Mark 9:23. Jesus said, if thou canst believe, all things, see that one? All things are possible to him that believeth. All things, not some of them, all things are possible to him that believeth. In John 14:12, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the word that I do, shall he do also. And greater work than this shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye ask anything in my name, say, I will do it. So you can expect a miracle every day in answer to your prayers. Ephesians 3:20, I already quoted it before, but you won't want to read it again. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, he said. So Matthew 17:20, for verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, he shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and he shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. So be in expectation every day. But what you have prayed for, it's going to come to pass. It will not fail. It will not fail you, not fail me. In Matthew 18:19, again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything, see, that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Matthew 7:7, talking about miraculous answer to your prayers. You begin to be expecting whatever you are praying for, you are praying for. Matthew 7:7, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. See? The law of asking, is positive, not maybe or maybe no. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. And to every word of God, say to myself, man shall live by every word, amen, that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So you live by that, not your feeling, not my feeling. God says so, you know, and it stands forever. Heaven and earth shall pass away, God's word won't pass away. So all this means to us, as I close this morning, all this means to us, it means that there is an invisible power, the power of God around you. His angel can't be around you anyway, and the Lord is in you, is resident in you, who is able to work out every problem in your life and my life. He will work it out for you. Who can anticipate, God anticipates every need you can ever have. Bible says before you even pray, He knows the things that you have need of, right? So you can anticipate them before time, you know. It's already in your future before you get there. Praise the Lord. And to make available to you what you need, just hold on in prayer and thanksgiving to the Lord, expecting whatever miracle you want. And miraculously supply whatever may be required, He will do it. Miracles, the answer to prayer, can be our daily experience, you know, in the Lord. If we take our time to learn this secret, you know. So, as we act upon these scriptures that I just read this morning, we can expect the Holy Spirit to minister miracles of healing, financial supply, intervention in our situation, you know, and deliverance of any kind that we may need, and salvation of souls, as we pray that God will draw them, you know. Praise the Lord Jesus. It's one of our important mission in this world to pray for the lost. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Yeah, we witness with them, we pray for them. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So I may expect miracles in answer to your prayer, so God will not fail. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning. May also pray always and not to faint. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. You say you never failed us, never forsake us. So thank you, Father God, for putting us in remembrance. All these things, Lord, oh God, are the miracle working God. Everything about us is a miracle. The coming of the Lord Jesus is a miracle, Lord. The salvation is a miracle. The gift of the Holy Ghost is a miracle. Everything we ever got from the Lord is a miracle. And that's what the Lord does, the God of miracles. Father, we thank you. We want to live consciously in the miracle, Lord. Quit ye men, the Bible says, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Quit ye men. So we just walk as whom we are. Now are we the sons of God. That's whom we are. In the name of the Lord Jesus. And because we are his sons and so on, that you know. And the Bible says, they that believe on him ought also to walk as he himself walked. And John 14:12 is true as ever can be true. He that believeth on me, the word that I do shall they do also. So miracles will follow us in the name of the Lord Jesus. I never see a prayer that didn't answer. He said, Father, I thank you because you hear me always. And we have the same portion with him. So Father, we thank you because you hear us always in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. As we go this morning, Lord, may this, O Lord God, increase our prayer, power. Lord God, many, many times fold, so we can get answer to every prayer that we are praying the will of God. Lord, we thank you, Father, not only for ourselves, for our relatives, even for the world, you know, in the name of the Lord, we get the same result as the Lord God. As the Father has sent him, so you have sent us, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you this morning, Lord, for a refreshing remembrance of or reminding, you know, of the scriptures. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and even forevermore. In Jesus' name, Father, we thank you. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen and amen.